Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. For beer, wine and spirits delivered to your door, go to glengarrywines.co.nz.
Hello, yeah. Gwilym.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Great. Great.
You sound like you got a spring in your step, mate.
I do. I'm partway through a bit of a care package from Garage Project, which involved a liter can of something called Party and Bullshit.
Party and Bullshit.
Party and Bullshit. Great beer. Big can.
We've had a couple of 1 liter beers up here at some point in the distant past, and it's quite a lot of beer.
Like Party and Bullshit and Party and Bullshit type of thing.
Yeah, basically, that's what it is. It's good, and it's gonna go even better with this Forbidden Sour. Well, sorry, not Forbidden Sour. I should say Forbidden Cooler.
Foreboding.
Now, Gwilym, we've had a delivery to Big Hungry's house from Glengarry. It's an assortment of stuff. We've got some Mount Gay Eclipse, some East Imperial Grapefruit Soda, and we've also had a special delivery of some Falernum.
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 I knew you were saying it wrong.
What's Falernum, mate? What is Falernum?
Falernum is essentially if you made almond milk with rum.
Oh, get the blender out.
I got nothing but robots then, guys. Nothing but robots.
That's okay. That'll happen from time to time, mate. You sound totally fine on our end, so just carry on.
Can you hear us, Gwilym?
Still robots. I can hear you now. The robots are gone now. It's okay.
You know, we can't hear the robots, so you should just internalize those robots and just be patient.
You sound crystal clear. Gwilym, being the consummate broadcasting professional that you are, do you want to talk us through this drink?
Yeah, so the whole thing sort of comes around. So grapefruits were first discovered actually in Barbados, where Mount Gay comes from. So, and the whole reason behind it is a guy called Captain Shattuck, who worked for the East India Company, discovered the grapefruit, which is a natural cross between a pomelo and an orange. So anyone who's seen a pomelo, it's like a strange citrus about the same size as a rock melon. And so it's kind of like a super tart. It's almost like a lime, but bigger. And the orange. So when the reverend who was on the boat with Captain Shattuck found it, he assumed that it was the fruit of life that was being guarded by the snake in the Bible, because he was 17th century, he had scurvy, he'd been on a boat, he was drunk as hell. So they used to call it the forbidden fruit, to the point where they even were so wasted that they thought it actually came from Jamaica for about 60 years before they worked out it came from Barbados.
Good times.
Sounds great like times.
A great boat to be aboard.
I would have loved it, you know. So basically we've taken all things from Barbados. So Mount Gay, oldest rum in the world, established in 1703.
What? Really? So it's like pirate rum.
Bro, like you could prove that you had been to the West Indies when you came back into port only if you had a bottle of Mount Gay rum.
Son of
from Barbados.
It has pure coral filtered spring water.
Oh my god, coral filtered.
Barbados is basically a big mound of coral.
Yeah, I used to live on I was on an island called Curacao for a year, which is similar, a Dutch island in the Caribbean that is a big lump of coral also. So the only thing that kind of grows there is those rank little oranges, and then they made all your Curacao liqueurs from it. So a similar sort of situation.
Very much so. So yeah, a lot of citrus actually grows naturally in the Caribbean, hence why they have a lot of rummy, citrusy drinks. So let's dive on to this bad boy though. So what I'm doing at the moment is I'm icing up my glass. What glassware have you gone for?
John's got like a kind of Rudy's beer taster glass.
Like a tall, it's kind of like a 3/4 beer size tall glass.
It's not a schooner. It might be like not a pot, but a little bit bigger. Tall. It's a tall glass. Is that right or wrong?
That's right. I've gone with some stemless wine glasses today at home. Actually,
stemless all the tall glasses.
Yeah.
John's got his shirt off and he's just got a towel. He's just wearing a towel. Are you wearing the same thing? Or?
I'm just glad that he's taking casual Thursdays to a whole other level.
I where do iced our glasses in advance? Should I keep the ice in the glass or should I take the ice out of the glass?
Well, I'd put your hand over the top and pour any water that's in the glass into the bowl that you had the ice in before that.
Yeah, there's no water in the glass.
Okay. That's all right then. Okay. So let's crack this bottle of rum, shall we?
Yep.
All right. So we're going to pour 45 mils of the rum in. Oh, that's some good Foley there.
Gassed it up a bit.
I've got a shot glass, so
make mine
1.5,
John.
1.5 shots of this.
Yeah, 1.5 shot glasses.
Oh, man. Jesus wept. That sounds delish. Oh, I need to piss. That's enough of this.
All right. So now out of your little Falernum bottle.
John,
John's still doing the rum bit, mate.
Jesus. Just remember that we're just silly dum-dums, mate. You're the mixologist. It's a different realm.
Guys,
and he's left-handed as well, which I found out that they think that maybe left-handed people are all in a worldwide cult controlling the planet. Did you know that, John? That conspiracy?
No.
It's a good one.
I just thought all left-handed people were lizard people. I thought that was the main conspiracy.
That's the crux of it.
Okay, so the Falernum, Falernum. What
sorry,
do I
mate.
Get? What
sorry,
do I
I'd said John would make the cocktail this week, but it's turning out to be quite. I thought sometimes he tricks
he's
you.
He's doing okay.
Like, oh,
he's
yeah,
doing
I know
okay.
what I'm doing kind of thing. It's like,
so Falernum.
Falernum. If you don't have Falernum, because fuck, I'd
nobody
be surprised
has that.
You,
nobody even
nobody
knows what
that,
that is until this particular episode of Cocktail.
Exactly.
Corner.
So if you don't have that, you might have Orgeat, which I also doubt.
Oh, man. You're just making words up. Have you got any Balinky Bump? Cool. Chuck it in.
So if you don't have any of that, what I'd recommend using is Amaretto. So if you're isolating at home with your parents.
All right, ringing bells.
Probably a weird square bottle with Disaronno written on the front. You can use a little bit of that. Or Almond Essence.
John's
but if you use Almond Essence.
John's putting the ice back in. What are you doing?
Use 3 drops of Almond Essence. Because that shit is potent.
Okay. You can get almond essence at the supermarket.
Yeah. So we're going to put in 5 mils of our Falernum.
Yeah.
So that's about a sixth of a shot glass, John.
Wait, just 1 second. Will Glengarry deliver me some Falernum?
No.
carry on.
Plus, it comes in liter bottles, and it's a lot of cocktails to get through a liter of Falernum at 5 mils a pop.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've got all the necessary ingredients here.
Can you just take a drink and pass out? Oh, no, still good.
No, I'm still going.
Sounded like you hit the floor.
Okay, I'm getting some. What's the last thing I add?
We're gonna give it a bit of a stir first. We're gonna agitate that up a little bit.
I don't know about you, but that's agitating.
That's agitated. That's good agitation. Oh, yeah. All right. Now we're going to pour that East Imperial in. Just one whole bottle per one.
Oh, John, that went flying, mate. John's going in.
I should...
Yeah, you really should, mate. Get your microphone. Oh, shit. It's advert-worthy head comes out of there. Do you want a lot of fizz?
It's pretty fizzy. I chilled mine down in advance to stop it being as fizzy. Oh, that's a good, some solid fizz right there.
Damn! Those cute little Fendermans, eh? They're just enough.
East Imperial in this case. East Imperial in this case.
Does it need another stir?
Well, yeah, so now you just give it, but you just give it a one little stir. So basically just pull it to the bottom, spoon to the bottom and pull up.
Okay. Does it matter if I was using a knife to stir it?
It annoys me a little bit.
No, you can use your finger to stir it as well. You don't need to get too pedantic about that.
That's not going
to
work out with our separation set that we've got going on right now, mate.
Rubber gloves. All right. So then if you feel like it,
John thinks he's finished. He's delivered my drink to me, and then he sterilized his hands as if to say, "Your problem now."
So, if you do have any citrus at home, what I recommend doing is just cutting a wedge of citrus. Squeezing it on top, and then you are good to go. So not
probably
only
if you used your finger, it might be a little bit bitter, eh? Probably should have used your finger.
Yeah. Well, hey, Dale DeGroff swears by stirring every drink possible with your finger, and he was one of the greatest cocktail bartenders of all time.
Is there legendary bartenders like a Richard Hadley bartender? Would that be him?
That he's one of them. But if you want the Richard Hadley, it'll be a guy called Jerry Thomas from like the turn of last century.
Because he can make heaps of different ones all consistently.
Mm. Mm. Basically, he just used to get six sixes and over consistently, except it was flaming blue cocktails.
How do people know about these people? Were they like playing cards around at that time, or how do
they wrote? They wrote books. They wrote books, or they owned bars, or they'd have articles written about them in newspapers, like a sporting hero would.
Cool, man. That's rad.
Yeah.
John's
yeah.
in. John's drinking his, by the way. Where are you at? I'll tell you what they look like, ladies and gentlemen. It's kind of like a. It's a soft ginger beer, kind of cloudy, light ginger beer color.
Almost peachy, one might say.
Yeah, it gets there. I'm some skeptical because John's just made this drink, and I don't know what your drink looks like, Willem, so I'm a little bit...
Mine is slightly peachy, a lot of ice floating on in it.
Is yours delicious?
It is pretty freaking delicious. I may have done a test run of these earlier in the week.
Oh, yeah, it's good. A little bit sherbet-y.
Yeah. So like,
John's
this would
proud,
also
he's proud of himself, man. Oh shit! If you can see his face.
The thing is, Big Angry was skeptical this whole time. But Willem, I know what I'm doing, mate.
He's got it. He's got it on lock.
I think the last drink that John made me was Perky Nana flavored, and it wasn't that mint. So here we are.
this is really smooth, Willem. I think with what is it like the grapefruity. With grapefruit, sometimes it can be a bit tart, but this is smooth as silk, mate.
Mm. Willem, someone's just messaged in with the phone number ending in 20,000, so this could be a bot from Russia. We don't have any of these ingredients, so have mixed absinthe and tequila together 50-50. Is that okay? That would probably depend on the amount of the amount that is making 100%, right? Like, you could have a cute little mix of 50-50 would be good, but you could
If it was a pint glass, I'd be really worried.
Definitely share that, and go anywhere.
Good way to stay home. They can't go anywhere. It's a couch drink right there. It's totally a couch drink.
Hey, Gwilym, the Falernum, which we've opened up, how long is that good for? Do we need to drink all of it?
Can you repeat that, sorry, John?
How long is the Falernum good for?
Is it alive? Like an alive culture thing?
The Falernum that you guys have is good indefinitely because of the high amount of rum I put in my homemade Falernum.
Okay.
But normally for Linda to keep it in the fridge, it's good for about 6 to 8 weeks. It's pretty easy to get a recipe online if you want to make it yourselves. The only things you need to remember are that you need almonds and rum. And yeah, that's basically it. Takes about 12 hours.
Mm-hmm. Is this cocktail bundle available online from Glengarry?
Yeah, everything in this drink is available from Glengarry other than the Falernum, but... Like we said, there's a million and one different things you can use instead. So, De Kuyper make a really great amaretto, which you could use as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling you like an armored liqueur. Yeah.
This is ticking all the boxes for me, Gwilym, because I'm getting, obviously, the citrus and the almond is like a really kind of a little creeper in there as well. It seems like a weird combination, but I feel like the almond is kind of almost the backbone of this.
We get that little Christmas cakey note in there from the almond, which is kind of pleasing.
It's dangerous. It's a real dangerous realm, but it totally works.
Yeah.
I'm getting a puzzle, so that's working.
Hey, man, it's a four-day weekend. Like, what would Jesus do?
Probably become a zombie or some crap like that.
Exactly. Well, it's we're getting ready for the apocalypse, right?
He's a total maniac.
but, John, any highlights from the CD library today while I'm here? I'm just intrigued.
Gwilym, there's so many options in here. There's 8,000 CDs at least. It's sometimes overwhelming, but then sometimes I feel these immense rushes of joy and elation. Joy and elation!
I'm into it. But is there going to be any massive selections today, or is Hungary just kiboshing them all again?
I think there's some Melvins in here, which I'd like to play, but we have played quite a lot of guitar music today.
I played a rap song before.
There's some Barrington Levi in here, which I've been pretty keen to play. So we'll see. Stand by.
Well, thanks, guys. I'll leave you to the rest of drive then, and enjoy some more forbidden callers.
Got a text in confirming that Jesus would get nailed. Lol.
Hey, done with that.
Thanks a lot, Gwilym. Thank you to Glengarry Wines, of course. Get your little deliveries in before the.
Hey, Big Hungry has posted some photos and the recipe up on, I think, the Drive Instagram. Yeah, is that correct?
They're on the stories. So have a
95BFM Drive Instagram story if you are wondering about making this at home.
It's incredibly easy.
Sweet.
Catch you guys.
All right. Kia ora, bro. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
See you soon.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. For beer, wine and spirits delivered to your door, go to glengarywines.co.nz.